Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I'm back. Let's get this party started now.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy this show.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. Oh, boy, you better hold on to your seatbelts. I am resting, and I am back, and I'm here to declutter your mind. And I know we've got to balance the mind because we've got to have the feminine energy and the masculine energy. So I got Jill. She'll be handling the masculine, feminine. Yeah, actually, Jill will handle the masculine side, and I will handle the feminine side. If I just let it flow. I love it. I love it. And speaking of a party, let's get this party started now. Are you ready to dance? Are you ready to drum? Are you ready to move? Let's do it.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, hold me back. Hold me down. Ooh, I am afraid for you guys. I'm scared for y'all. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can feel it. Ah, I'm sweating already. Ooh, wait a minute. Let me drink some water. Hold on. Ah, yeah, I think I made it now. Now we've shaken all the energy inside your mind and your body, and Jill and I are bringing a universal vacuum cleaner and cleaning all the stuff you don't need. But slow down, Abby. Calm down. We know you've been gone on.
You are listening to.
Mm-hmm. dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the street, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now, we play our part. Don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me. Tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction.
Well, we got to be the change we want to see, we desire to see, no matter what. I told you the energy is kind of out here. So, we'll just come on down, because we're setting everything on fire. Gina Renee said, let's be changed.
No time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place. Yo, turn off your TV now. It's time to face this reality. Yo, this is the real story.
Yep, turn off your TV. Cut off all distraction and let's start. Let's get going. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You certainly make a difference. And even if you don't know it, you know it now. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to what would normally be called Spiritual Tag Team, because it's the first Wednesday of the month. But because we run this joint, I don't know what's going on, but we run this joint, we can do what we want to do. But we have a Spiritual Tag Team differently. We bumped Betty a little bit. Said, Betty needs a break after I've been gone for a week. We said, Betty, take a break. You need a break. So I have to invite wonderful Jill LeBeau to just come in here and support me, because, you know, it's not a lot of people can't match my energy. So Betty is a little bit tired, so I had to get a replacement. Stop it. Quit while you're ahead, Addie. Stop it. So anyway, Jill is coming up, and I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line, all the internet gremlins. We bless you, we honor you, and we thank God for you. We know all is truly well. We started the show off with DYE Martyr, and they are welcoming all of you. They're welcoming your ancestors. They're welcoming your true self. Even with all the clutter, that you are home already. There's nothing you need to do. You are whole, perfect, and complete right now. Now, the internet might tell you otherwise. That's why Life Coach Ade and Jill LeBeau is here. So thank you for being here. If you want to find out more about DYE Martyr, you can go to, you can find them on Facebook, facebook.com, DYE Martyr, and that's GIWAYENMATA. You can find them on there. So yes, I'm so excited. Can you sense my excitement? I'm a little bit excited, just a tad bit. You know, I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, all folks, and let's keep this party rolling. Let's see, some announcements here. Well, actually, we want to send, we don't do shout-outs, but if we did, we'll do a birthday shout-out to Michelle Brown Stafford. But we don't do shout-outs, so just want to let you know. But anyway, today is Michelle Brown Stafford's birthday. So we want to say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Michelle, happy birthday to you. Yep, and Michelle Brown Stafford, for those of you who don't know, is our parenting expert. She's here every last Wednesday of the month for Conscious Parenting. Ah, life is good and it's getting better. What else do I need to tell you? Oh, yeah, Tamara, joyful Tamara Joy. She is going to be on Elevate the Soul tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and which is California time. I think that's 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. But anyway, it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to worldclub.com and figure it out and do your thing. And let me read Jill's bio real quick. I can hear Jill saying, come on, Addy, I want to come in. Tag me. I want to get in the ring. yes, Jill LeBeau. She is my special guest today. She's a spiritual psychotherapist who provides a full array of services, including rapid transformation for individuals. I'm down with that. If you're one with the infinite mind, why can't you make transformation rapid?
Hello?
You're not forcing it, you just recognize it. So let's see what's going on here. The Infinite Gremlins, we welcome you and we thank you. So let's do this. We don't need the Infinite Gremlins. They're even trying to talk during the show. What's really going on? What is going on? Okay, I know what's going on. That's Betty. Betty, you're pressing the wrong button, okay? I was trying to be fancy, but I'm just going to keep it real now. You're pressing the wrong button, okay? Stop crashing my party. It's not your show today. You're the co-producer today. You need to press. There you go. You're doing well now. That's what you need to do. All right, let's start over again. I go for a week and everybody's just excited. Jill LeBeau is a spiritual psychotherapist who provides a full array of services, including rapid transformation for individuals, couples, and groups. She specializes in guiding people to live their dreams through ease and effortlessness. That's right, like a little child. As the love coach, ooh, I love already. As the love coach, she teaches people how to renew their relationships for optimal fulfillment. Bring it on. Throughout Jill's life, she has always had a burning desire to help people awaken and express their greatest potential. Now, as the co-author of Feng Shui Your Mind, she's thrilled to share remarkable techniques that people can use to reconnect with their ultimate power and purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gremlins and UFOs, people wherever you are in the world, help me welcome my special guest. Jill, welcome. I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I feel so honored to be with you today, and I'm completely loving your enthusiasm and your authenticity. It's so beautiful, so refreshing. That is what everybody needs to tap into right here and right now, is their innate enthusiasm and authenticity. And if people could just drop down into that place of being real, what would happen is they would then start to maximize channeling their own energy. Their energy would then start to harmonize with universal divine energy. And what would happen there is life would get increasingly easier, would take on a feeling of magic and empowerment. It's all about learning how to master our energy, and authenticity and tapping into our innate sense of enthusiasm are essential keys in doing that, and we all have that already. It's all within us.
Yes, indeed. And the path is being real. When you're real, you step into reality.
Yes.
You are.
Exactly.
Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions. We're taking your comments. Betty is taking care of the chat room, so just bring it on. We can handle it. Whatever it is, we can handle it, because we are you, and there's no problem that doesn't have a solution. We are what we are looking for. So, Jill, we're just going to jump right on in. We're already in the flow. The first question I want to ask you, let's breathe in. First question is, who are you? Who is Jill LeBeau?
What I would say about that is that I am someone who, first of all, I have learned how, through deep, deep, deep yearning, which has always been within me, to really love life just as it is. I've had to learn that. I didn't come, I'm sure I came in with that, as we all did. And through my childhood experiences, I really needed to just find my way back to that place. And what I know for sure is that if I could do it, anybody could do it. And there's a process. It doesn't need the main thing I want to say to everybody is this. It doesn't have to be hard. There's a huge idea out there that transformation has to be hard and it has to take the rest of your life or many lifetimes. And you know what? It really doesn't have to. It's once you have the keys to put into place, you can feel rapidly transformed. You could feel instantly transformed. And that's the journey that I've been on. I've spent my lifetime searching for what are the keys. The pain that I felt as a child, there was a very powerful force within me that kept sort of making me feel like the pain cannot be in vain. The pain cannot be in vain. I don't know where that came from, but it was with me. And so that sent me on this quest to find a way through and beyond the pain to see what's on the other side. And here's what's on the other side. I'm happy to report, not that I don't experience pain. We all do as humans, but there's a clear pathway to minimize the pain, to identify what are the precious jewels and gifts that are contained within the wounds and within the pain. I feel like that's our job. Identify the gifts and then take those gifts and use them to be a force for good, to channel the light, not just for ourselves, but for the world. One of my favorite Kabbalistic principles is we are here for just one reason, and it is to receive the light of the divine. And there's something we're supposed to do with that light. We're not supposed to hoard it. We're supposed to share it. And so who I am is someone who's learned how to access that, how to share it, and I can't even begin to tell you the indescribable, wordless joy that I experience on a daily basis. And Ade, when you say it's getting better, it really, really is. Once you know how to do that, it just does get better. It has to, because then you're in the flow. And when you're in the flow, you keep accessing the light, and the light just keeps becoming increasingly brighter, increasingly joyful, increasingly more and more fulfilling. You've experienced synchronicity. Even the song I heard you playing, I love Ricky's music. And I thought to myself when I was listening to the song, I don't know if all the listeners were hearing it or just me as the guest, but I thought, how did Ade know to play my favorite Ricky song? It's like the synchronicities keep multiplying, and life does. It's not like challenges disappear, because challenges they're there to set up the gifts. There's gifts within all the challenges. So it's not like challenges disappear and we're, you know, floating around on magic carpet someplace, but the ease, the joy, the magic, the synchronicities, life really takes on this intense and profound, beautiful feeling of it becomes this magical adventure, and it increases every day. So that's who I am, and I'm loving it, and I'm happy to take anybody with me that wants to go there.
That's right. Anybody that wants to go for the ride. But you know what? One thing I know about you, you're not picky about who rides with you, and they already have an invitation. They just have to choose to be real and follow the light. When they follow the light, they'll get on the path.
Exactly.
So I know we talk about this, and you know, and one of the things that I recognize and realize in them just from my work is, you know, this thing about love, peace, joy, harmony, perfect health. We talk about it in such a great conversation. People read about it, they hear about it, and everybody gets excited. But sometimes the thing that's always missing is to press the apply button.
Yes.
So everyone, I can go as far. I mean, I would just jump out there and say everyone that's listening right now to this conversation can relate to what we're saying. And even if they're hearing it for the first time, something in them is saying, yes, that's where I want to be. Yes, that's my life. Yes, that's what I see happening for me. But there seems to be always seems to be a gap between where we are and where we want to be. And you have this new book called Feng Shui, Your Mind, because really I believe that what stops us from living and being in that place of reality, if you will, coming from that place of being real, is the thoughts and the competition going on in our head. So Feng Shui is usually associated with in the home. Tell us a little bit about Feng Shui-ing your mind. I mean, how do you move your brain and turn it around and get the medulla oblongata to be backwards so you can adjust the energy? If you didn't catch that, don't worry about it. But Feng Shui is about moving stuff around, having things in the right place. But anyway, Jill got it.
Right.
How do you move stuff around in your mind when you don't even know what your mind is? If you're in your mind or out of your mind, or is your mind in your heart or in your head?
Well, the first thing I want to say about that is that what my my wonderful co-author, Maureen Radis, acupuncturist, one of the things that we did in creating this book was we wanted the keys to feng shuiing the mind to be easy and effortless. So that's like, check that off the list. That's a done deal. It's so easy. We've made it so easy. The thing about this is it's a program, and you know, when you think about creating space and harmony and peace in the environment, you can do that by moving things around, you're moving furniture around, you're creating that sense of peace and well-being in an environment. So the thoughts that are in our mind, although we're not seeing them, they're a form of energy, the thoughts are like the furniture. We're going to move these thoughts around. And so let me just focus on the first step here just to give people a taste of this, and it's four super simple, incredibly powerful, easy and effortless steps, the last of which, I'll go back to the first in a minute, but the last of which is really do nothing. That's my personal favorite step because you don't do anything, and that's about attracting. Mm-hmm. But it all starts off with decluttering, and really, it again, don't mistake the power of it because it's designed to be so easy. It is that simple, in which decluttering is this. We are paying attention to, no change is ever going to happen for anyone unless they start paying attention to their most precious resource, which is their energy level. We all really need to become mindful of our energy because everything is energy and we're a part of everything else. So we need to learn to monitor our energy. Here's the deal. When our energy starts to drop and we don't have to wait to be flat on the floor, when the energy starts to drop, we need to start recognizing there's some mental clutter that's just shown up and it's messing things up. That clutter is going to, here's what the clutter is going to do. It's going to create joylessness. It's going to create misery. It's going to create stuckness. So we all know what it's like to feel stuck. And when we're stuck, just start to say to yourself, it's not a problem. I just have some mental clutter. So what am I going to do with it? Simple. I'm going to declutter it. How do I do that? We start identifying the thoughts. What are the thoughts that I've been thinking? The last couple minutes, the last 5 minutes, the last hour, the last day or two. What are the thoughts that I've been thinking? When we identify those thoughts, we will now have the source of the energy leakage. Great, problem solved. Now all we need to do is flip those thoughts. How do we do that? Again, easy. We're going to start reaching for thoughts that allow us to feel an increased sense of energy and well-being. And ultimately, the best decluttered thoughts are those that allow us to feel inspired. That's what the process of decluttering is. It's incredibly powerful. And here's the other thing to keep in mind. We can declutter our environments all we want. We can hire the top feng shui experts, bless them all, come in and fix our homes and fix our offices and make everything, you know, harmonious. But you know what? Whatever the quote-unquote issues are in our life, whether it's about jobs or love or weight or you name it, guess what caused them? Our mind, only because, and this is not to feel a sense of blame, but to feel a sense of empowerment. Here's the thing. The mind is the originator of everything that shows up in our world. The mind is the originator. So where do we want to go? We want to go first to the mind, because what we want to do, and there's where the ease comes in, once we can identify those thoughts that are in need of decluttering and then do a few other very simple but powerful steps, before the Feng Shui Your Mind process, we now have, we've taken the weeds and we've lifted them out. We didn't give them a cute little haircut. We've taken them out by the root. We want to get them by the
put
root.
Put some makeup on them, you know. Pluck the eyebrows. Nice shave.
Yeah. That's what we want to do. We're all capable. Anyone who can hear these words and understand them can do this.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. My special guest is Jill LeBeau. She is a spiritual psychotherapist, co-author of the book Feng Shui Your Mind. And thinking and talking about it. Yep, because I was thinking and talking. pay attention, because we're going to give away some books, and we may even ask you a tricky question. We may, you know, just really pay attention, and we're taking calls. We're going to decide. We're going to choose how we give it away, because we can. But just pay attention. Number 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypads. We see people waiting. We're coming to you. Just be patient. Just breathe. When you get triggered negatively, like, why are they not taking my call? Just breathe in. You can just feng shui that thought and just let it be, because we got you. We know you're there. If you want to find out more about feng shui in your mind, which is feng shui your mind, you can go to fengshuiyourmind.com. It's really easy. You're going to hear that over and over, and it's just book.com. That will take you there. There's a lot of info about Jill, her co-author, testimonials, and different things that are happening. That's fengshuiyourmind.com. You're listening to a Life Conversation with Life Coach Ade, and my guest is Jill Scott. Jill LeBeau. But Jill Scott is on her way here. We're trying to book that up. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Jill, we've got people who are waiting patiently. We're going to take a call. And those of you who are on the phone line, listen, number 347-426-3346. But more importantly, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Other than that, we're just going to...
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You have the power. Have the power to be the change you want to see. Not do the change. Not work hard for the change. Be human beings. Be the change. You are already the change. When you see something needs to be changed, you just become that change. If there's a discord, become harmony, because that's what you want to see. When you see negativity, where someone, where value is being drained or energy is being taken, you give the energy. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And my guest is Jill LeBeau. And so we're taking your questions. I think we're ready to take a question. We have some of you that's been holding. And, I'm just patting the internet and computer gremlins and patting them on the back. Like, okay, just calm down. Okay, here we go. Let's go to area code 909, whose username is Singhai. I don't know if that's the username or the real name. So 909. What's your name and where you calling from?
Cindy. I'm calling from California.
Cindy. There you go. Thank you, Cindy. So what's your question or comment?
I just seem to be stuck right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like a lot of stuff is out of my control. And I don't like to have to be depending on anybody.
Mm-hmm. So I hear you. I hear how heavy it feels. I hear the tears flowing, which is just perfect because that's part of the transformation right now. You know, the tears are there to cleanse out everything that you don't need. All the energies have kept you stuck, so you're actually in the midst of cleansing the stuck energy, all right? So give me some specific examples of things where you find yourself stuck, because it's easy to say stuck, but what is it? What are you trying to achieve?
Can I just make a comment?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Jill.
I just wanted to also acknowledge, Cindy, when you said, I thought I heard you say you don't want to be depending on anybody.
Yes.
Did I hear that correctly?
Mm. Yes.
And so my first thought was, you don't want to be depending on anybody. Okay, well, there's some reason that the universe is inviting you to look at what it is within you that is causing you to feel that you don't want to depend on anybody. And I was talking earlier about identifying the gift within the wound, the gift that's contained within the pain. And intuitively, I'm feeling like there's something there for you to gain by identifying what is it that makes you feel like you don't want to depend on anybody. And I just want to preface whatever you're going to say in response to Ade's question by saying that we in the West have this idea, we're all brainwashed to think we need to be fiercely independent and depend only on ourselves, and if we depend on anybody else, it means we're not okay, which is bull. We're here to help each other out. We're interdependent, and in my mind, there's healthy interdependency. There's nothing wrong with depending on people. Mm-hmm. That's the purpose of life. So I just wanted to offer that.
Okay.
Yes, I love that you said interdependence, because that's something I don't hear a lot, and I always talk about that. You know, we become so dependent when we're children, and then we get our independent when we turn 18, and then we forget to interdepend on one another. So, Cindy, so specifically, where areas of your life where you're stuck that you want to achieve something? What's really going on? Let's break it down.
Everything right now. It's like I'm not able to work right now. I've been on disability for about 2.5 years, and I do have money coming in, but it's barely enough to pay my rent, utilities, all of that. I don't have a car. I've been single for a long time. It just seems like everything's hitting me all at once.
Okay, cool. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Cindy add some more, and there's some things that's coming up for me. And so, Cindy, just thinking about the feng shui of your mind, what steps or practice would you share with Cindy?
Well, the first thing that I would ask you to do is to start to, again, identify what are the thoughts that are causing your energy to drain. And so do you have a sense of what one or two of those recurring, you know, we all have those same recurring thoughts. It's like a broken record. What are one or two of those thoughts that come to you often, Cindy?
Well, the main thing is I've got quite a few negative people that, like relatives and my mother, that I can't just walk away from, you know. And unfortunately, she's one of the ones I'm having to depend on right now as far as, like, transportation and everything.
She's helping you out with that?
Yeah. And it's like she's in the, what I believe is the early stages of Alzheimer's, and she's kind of erratic in her behavior, and she'll be nice 1 minute and then not nice the next. And
it's very challenging.
I just have to bite my tongue, you know, because I don't want to be disrespectful.
Right. Can I jump in and just offer something there? So you may end up, you know, hopefully not biting your tongue, because that sounds really painful, but I understand what you're trying to say. So you may not be saying something directly to her, but that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, get a journal out and start to write down what are the thoughts that are in my mind as I'm experiencing the negativity that my mother is emanating, or any of the other, as you put it, negative people that are around you. What are the thoughts that are in my mind? Because it sounds like, although you're not in a position to completely extricate yourself or remove yourself from those people, there's nobody that's in charge of your mind except for you. And so the idea of creating healthy boundaries around our own mind, around our own consciousness, regardless of what external situation or life circumstance we find ourselves in, the truth of the matter is that it's up to us to decide what are the thoughts that I will allow to reside in my own mind, which is such an empowering, are you kind of getting a feeling for this? It's such an empowering thing to recognize. It's like, hey, there are no thoughts that can be in my mind unless I allow them to be there, to take residence in my mind. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So when you...
And the thing that I'm, as I listen, by the way, apparently, Jill, I called you Cindy. So Cindy is the caller. Jill is my special guest. So let's get that together. And I think I am Life Coach Ade, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, right now I go by Life Coach Ade. So Cindy, the caller, here's the thing. When Jill talks about being in control of your own mind, you say you don't have enough money coming in. You don't have a car. But you also said at the beginning, I don't want to depend on people. So right now you're actually using your power against yourself. Because you're in a situation where, as you said, don't have enough money coming in. You want to get around, don't have a car. But I don't want to depend on the universe is providing you a way to get around. God, spirit, divine intelligence, whatever name, your higher self, is giving you an answer. But now you actually, let's see, being critical of the answer to your situation.
Yes.
So you can't get around because you don't have a car. You don't have enough money. And that's just one aspect. But what I want you to look at, where else are you using your power against yourself? Because here's the thing, and this might be hard for you to hear right now, but each and every one of us are right where we are supposed to be. And you are actually in a great place, so you can recreate exactly that, recreate your life the way you want it. You said when your mother is doing what she's doing and she's being something other than what you know her to be, you remind yourself that something else is going on behind the scenes. Well, that's called understanding. Understanding leads to compassion. Why don't you do that with you? When you want to get around, but you have to depend on somebody, why don't you say to yourself, I don't like depending on people, but right now this is what's called for. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So from what you've heard from Jill and I want you to share with us what you've heard, how you can apply that into your life right now. Or if you're still stuck, we can go through it. But I want to hear what you're hearing and how you can make the shift that is necessary.
Well, the main thing is just because you're in a negative situation, you don't have to think negative. And,
okay.
And just to be
well, let me
yourself
let's
what
say
you
this.
Want to be to other people.
Say that again?
To treat myself like I would expect to treat other people.
Right. And when you said, here's the thing, let's really make this simple, because sometimes we use words to beat ourselves up. Today, Jill and I are standing for your freedom, because right now your true essence, your true identity is free, and we're being a catalyst for you to remember that. So here's the thing. We say negative and positive. Okay, I don't want to be around negative people, and I understand what you're saying. I understand it. But maybe how you feng shui your mind, your thoughts, is to stop associating negativity as something as being bad.
Okay.
What am I talking about here? A car battery. A car battery has a negative and a positive. If the positive terminal is not working or the negative one is not working, the car is not going anywhere. There is no movement. So when we human beings focus on the negative and call it bad, we get stuck, as opposed to being grateful for the negative, which is nothing more. Negative and positive is yin, yang, male, female. So now you may want to start working with your thoughts, how you are perceiving what is happening to you. If you can have one thing change in your life, if you can just wave a magic wand right now and change one thing in your life, what would that be?
To feel more love in my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Feel more love in your life. And that would be coming from where? Don't give me the intellectual answer. Tell me where you really want that to come from. What do you feel in your heart when you say that?
Just to have, because it's like the people that I'm having to depend on, I don't feel that they really care for me.
Mm-hmm.
That they're doing it mm-hmm. because they feel they have to.
Okay. Okay.
And I just feel really alone sometimes.
I understand. I understand. I'm going to say something. I'm going to hand it over to Jill. But I want to say this to you, Cindy. Just breathe in right now. Just take a breath right now. Just breathe in and breathe out. And just become fully present, fully aware to that breath of life, that breath of God that is moving through you. That's the love of life loving you right now. And you didn't have to do anything for that breath. You can do it. You can choose not to. And you can choose to. But you can only choose not to do it for a certain time. So here's the thing. This is the perfect show for you to call in when we talk about feng shui, your mind. The first thing you said was you don't want to have to depend on people. So
Right. You're
already blocking the love from yourself by standing in that space. Because you're already beating yourself up because you have to depend on them. See, we live in a lawful universe, where your external world reflects back to you what you think about yourself.
Okay.
So what we really need to work with is your thoughts about yourself, about your situation, about the people in your life. Because if you say, I don't like to depend on people, then of course you're going to attract people that are going to make you feel like, oh, why are you depending on me? And then you say, see, this is why I don't like depending on people. Okay, I'm going to work with my thoughts, but I really don't like working depending on people. But I say, that guy, I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm going to just try it, you know, and see, there they go again. This is why I don't. So they become this circle, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you look
yeah.
at the people that you're depending on, depending is actually interdependent, but people never do something unless they see what's in it for them. Everybody's getting the payoff. So here's the thing. If you now change that when people are supporting you to say, this is the way God is choosing to love me right now, as I learn to love myself completely, as I learn to open up the channel to bring in more money, as I learn to love myself to create the perfect movement so I can have the car, the things that I need. Right now, this is where I'm at. but I'm not going to be here for the rest of my life. And I am so grateful that God, the universe, this divine intelligence is placing people in my life who are supporting me to get to where I need to get. Rather than judge your situation, be grateful for it. But you got to work with your mind. You got to work with your thoughts. And working with your thoughts, I'll throw you over to Jill. It's Jill, function your mind a little bit more. Go ahead, Jill. I know you're busting with stuff. You're bursting.
Well, I mean, I'm loving where you're going with this. It looks like there's three pieces here that are like big chunks of mental clutter that we want to, you know, all put our energy together and declutter. And again, the thing that struck me initially was the part about I don't want to be depending on anybody. Secondly, there's thoughts about what you referred to as negative people, and I want to comment on that. And thirdly, I heard you say I want to feel more love in my life. I like where we're going with this, and I love the idea of when we find ourselves in a certain situation and we say, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Whatever that situation is, immediately we're going to lose because what we're doing is we're not accepting where we are in this moment. And there's like almost a magical thing that happens when we stop fighting where we are. It's this interesting paradox where in order to change our circumstances, first thing we have to do is say, I'm here. This is where I am. And get good with that. And so as Ade was talking about shifting your energy into a space of gratitude, what's interesting is that when we can replace the thoughts of, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be with these people, I don't want to be in this situation, and we can breathe, relax, and go, okay, I'm here now. And as Ade was suggesting, where's the gratitude for where I am? Gratitude is this incredibly high vibratory energy. And that's what we want, is we want to learn how to live from that place of high vibratory energy as many moments as we possibly can, because we live in a world of energy and attraction. Let me jump to the second point about the quote-unquote negative people. Do you know, coming back to, again, the gift in the wound, the gift in the pain, the gift in the channel challenge, how are all obstacles really opportunities? What I've found is that when I'm around what I would think of as sort of a negative person, meaning someone who they're so disconnected from the light, we then experience their energy as it can have the effect of depleting our energy if we don't have healthy boundaries. What can the thing to do there? Here's the redirect or the flipping of it. This is what I learned to do in my life, and it served me incredibly well. Is what can I learn? It's like change the question. What can I learn? What's there for me to learn? How is this my lesson in Earth U? You know, Earth University. It's where we're all living in Earth University. What's the lesson for me here? And when we're around people that are so disconnected from the light, and we experience their energy in a way that we would describe as being negative or energy depleting or energy vampires, what we can learn is how not to be. We can learn that, okay, this is what fear looks like, and it looks harsh, and it looks painful, and it looks like there's a lot of suffering. We can learn how to do it differently. It's like we're using the reverse of what we're experiencing. It's like fear is a great teacher for how to be love. How to be in love with ourselves, in love with life, in love with other people. So we're using what seems like as a negative circumstance, and we're flipping it, and it's a pathway to love. That's the gift in that challenge. And the third thing I wanted to comment on is when I heard you say, and my heart really goes out to you, I want to feel more love in my life, and here's the way that we feel more love in our lives. We get good with who we are. We start making lists every day. What do I love about myself? What do I love about myself? What do I love about myself? We're not taught this. Most of us were not taught this. We were taught the opposite. We were taught to shame ourselves, judge ourselves, find that we're too much of this, not enough of that. And so the idea of self-love, which you would think would just be, you know, as simple as breathing in and out, is so challenging for so many people. But again, what's the gift within the challenge? We learn how to really love ourselves, who we are, everything about who we are, even just, for people when they come in and they're like, but I don't love anything about myself, a good place to start is look at what you've survived. Look at the challenging circumstances in your life, and you're still here. In what way can you, through understanding and having compassion for how hard life has been, learn to love yourself? Is that reaching you at all?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, just I know that I'm a strong person, and I know that I've been able really to get through a lot of stuff by myself.
Yes.
And it's just this is not how I am. I'm normally a happy person. I'm normally very positive.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it just seemed like everything's like snowballing, you know, and one or two things individually I know I could handle.
Right.
It's just like too much all at once.
You know, Cindy, in the chat room, they're thanking you for sharing your story, you know, because you have the courage right now to share yourself. Other people are relating to your story and thanking you for being brave enough. You said you're usually a strong person. What I would say to you, and I will also invite you to listen to the show again, because there's a lot of things that Jill and I are sharing with you that you'll miss because there's so much going on right now. But I will invite you to listen to the show again. Now, let me go back to when you said you're usually a stronger person. Just look at your life as if you're driving on a highway. Sometimes you're driving and there's no traffic, and you're enjoying the ride, and you come around the bend, it's like, whoa, there's a car wreck. You've got to slow down. And then, after a while, the police come to clear the road, and you keep driving again. Sometimes you say, oh, I'm hungry, I'm going to take this exit. So rather than say, I'm not usually like this, I'm better than this, I'm stronger, don't do that to yourself. As Jill just said, you have to allow the love that you want to experience. You are going to get through this. As a matter of fact, this is a gift that you may not see right now. Maybe you do. But this is causing you, is the catalyst for you now to go deeper, to ask for something deeper. What's the lesson here is what Jill said to you. What's the lesson here? What is seeking to be birthed? And when you ask those kind of questions, I got it. Oh, so I don't have to get stuck in this traffic jam. I can take the next exit, and I'll still get to where I'm going. You're not alone. You may feel like it. You will get through this, okay? You will get through this. Jill and I are holding the energy for you, and I'm not just talking. We are holding the energy with you because we know you're going to get through this. You will. And I would love to hear the feedback, the update. We're here. If you want to send me an email, it's ask@lifecoachade.com, ask@lifecoachade.com. Or if you want to send an email to Jill, you can go to her website. It's fengshuiyourmind.com, fengshuiyourmind.com, okay?
Okay.
You're going to get through this, and the good news is you're already getting through it because you're now expressing, you're moving out of that stuckness. So just take time to be fully aware of your breath, the breath of life that is breathing you, and you are going to get through this.
And Cindy.
All right, my sister.
Cindy?
Uh-huh.
I heard you say you'd like to treat yourself like you treat others. Why not start right now in this very moment?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're, so we're going to turn I'd like to into I am in this very moment. I am honoring that choice. I choose to treat myself like I would treat others. I'm doing it now, and I'm going to continue to do it. And why not just hold that as a sacred agreement to yourself? Doing that will change everything.
Okay.
And here's something for you. Because you're treating yourself right now, and you're actually using your story to be a blessing unto others, I want you to send me an email. ask@lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Send me an email, and we'll get back to you, and you'll get a copy of Feng Shui Your Mind, the book.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. Thank you, Cindy. Keep listening, and make sure you listen to the show again, all right?
Yes,
okay.
And I'd like to
love you.
To the program.
Life is good and it's getting better. How are we doing over there, Jill?
Great. Awesome.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, we got people lined up. Let's take another call. Let's take another call. Let's go to, I'm not going to tell you who this is, Jill.
Okay.
I've already given away the
hint. Do you want to test
my psychic? I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Do you want to test my psychic?
Yes. I do. Right. So this next caller, do not say your name. Well, maybe you can. You just let your spirit be your guide. Next caller. And it's a joyful one. Hello, joyful one. You know you. I don't know why you're even doubting if it's you, Tamara. What's wrong with you? Come on. You know I'm talking about you, Tamara. Come on. You know it, but you didn't want to say anything because you was maybe it's not. It is you. Tamara, are you there? I know you got a cat, but I hope the cat doesn't have your tongue. Tamara, are you there? We can't hear you if you're talking. We can't hear you. She must have been enjoying it so much she decided to meditate, and now she's just transcended her body. Tamara, one, two, three, and gone. Okay, so let's take another call. Let's take another call. This is Celeste. How are you doing, Celeste?
I am great. Welcome back today, Jill. I feel like I've known you forever.
Oh,
thank
hi.
You so much for your energy.
Oh.
My goodness, and I actually have a gift for the both of you. I added up the numbers of the day because it's, you know, somebody's birthday. I'm not doing a shout-out today. But the number is 8. And that really, really connected me to the figure 8, Schoolhouse Rock, which brings me joy, which is how I function in my mind. But 8 also connects to a bird that is a medicine bird for me. And I wanted to give a gift to Miss Tamara for introducing you to all of us. It's the hummingbird. And following the nectar of life keeps me in the flow.
Yes.
And I have learned to embrace the shadows. I actually pulled the devil card this week, and I said yes, because I knew it was going to be about inner demons. And I got to party, and I got to dance in the midst of that and receive lots and lots of blessings. So I just invite everybody to look up the hummingbird, see her sacred gift, and chase the nectar and have a good time in the flow. And I'm definitely enjoying that in this show. So I'm done, and thank you.
Thank you so much
for that joyful gift. Yes, go ahead, Jill.
They're in my yard all the time, and I absolutely love them. And it's so wonderful to have you talk about the hummingbirds and to bring your beautiful energy to our call today. Thank you, Celeste.
Indeed,
love your energy.
The hummingbird definitely has a wonderful way to help you declutter your mind, because it brings joy. So let's try again if we can, but, you know, get maybe Tamara's back in a physical body, because, you know, she's so full of joy, she just floats all over the place. Tamara, up to Tamara.
Can you hear me?
Yes!
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys gave me an out-of-body experience.
Where'd you go, Tam?
I don't know. I think it's cell phone heaven. Hey, this is this conversation's incredible. I mean, 2 days after Independence Day, we are all dealing with that independence streak and interdependence in a real grounded way here.
Yes.
And I just love you guys both so much. And this is an unsolicited commercial just to say that it is it's been so helpful to me to work with both of you, because even though I've done decades of therapy and spiritual work, we have certain patterned ways of thinking that we are not going to see in ourselves.
Yes.
And Jill just decluttered my mind a couple days ago in an area that, despite all the work I've done on myself, I didn't realize I could change. I mean, I was in some fear about something coming up, and I'm just like, well, I'm always in fear when something's coming up. You know, it's just the way it is.
Right.
And you pointed out to me that was draining my energy.
Yes.
and within 5 to 8 minutes, we decluttered it.
Did it take that long?
Probably. On a tough cake.
How hard was it to declutter?
It was simple. It was so simple.
Thank you.
It was so simple, and the interdependence for me is that I think too I should do everything myself.
Yes.
And you know, I think our parents all told us that, and you know, I just so appreciated Cindy calling.
Yes.
And I think there are circumstances in our lives that cause us, you know, to grow more, and I could relate to a lot of her circumstances and feelings.
Yes.
And I just want to say thank you for calling to her, and much love, and I totally, you know, I just totally support her.
Mm.
And the only thing that came up for me in the call, you know, I don't know if this will be helpful to other people, is it's easy when you have health issues to isolate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for me, I find that going round and round in my mind, it's important to get out around other people. I just came up to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I just value what you both are doing, and I love you two together. This is fabuloso, baby. Thank you.
It's so wonderful to have you on the call and hear that beautiful energy that you have.
Yes, thanks.
Yes, indeed. Tamara,
yeah,
it's a little joy. And I want to publicly thank you, Tamara, for introducing me to Jill, because I know that this reunion is absolutely awesome, and I truly have a friend forever. I've just really loved talking to Jill before the interview and during the interview, so thank you for connecting us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
So, yes, we love you. This is a spiritual threesome, and I'm loving it.
Oh, very good.
Oh, God. 347-426-3346. When you do it in the spiritual nature, in the name of love and truth, everything goes. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take a call. And let's see. I'm feeling, maybe we can come back. I feel like giving away another book. Okay, calm down. my guest is Jill LeBeau. Her website address is fengshuiyourmind.com. fengshuiyourmind.com. She's going to be sharing some more about the book. We're going to take your questions, but call in now. Don't wait. Stop doing, well, maybe I shouldn't, maybe not now. No, now is the only time. So do it now.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404 808-8150.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Indeed, giving a voice back to the world community. It's all in the voices, all in the expression, the throat chakra. Let it out. Let it rip. You're here to deliver the gift of love. You jump to the queue. You jump the line to say, I got that. That's what I want to deliver on the planet. And then life happens. We're like, oh, I don't know why this is happening. You're here to deliver the love. My guest is Jill LeBeau. Her website address is fengshuiyourmind.com. She's the co-author of the same book, co-author of a book with the same name. There you go. Whew, got it out. Feng Shui Your Mind. Before we go to the next call, I think Betty, my co-host, has something to share. But Jill, I actually wanted to speak to this. You and I have been talking about this. And, you know, you talked about interdependence, which I think is just so important. But we don't always talk about interdependency. I mean, we need each other. Each and no matter how horrible, mother, father, uncle, aunt, children, we need each other.
Yes.
We don't survive unless everybody else survives. So
that's right.
Getting that out of the way. One of the things you and I have been talking about is that idea of resting.
Yeah.
Of taking time to be still.
Yeah.
Speak on that. Oh, wise one.
Well, so, you know, there's two dimensions of life. There's the doing side and there's the being side. And when the doing side and the being side are in balance within each of us, we function optimally. Not okay, not well, but optimally. Optimal functioning requires that the being and the doing side of life be in balance. And so we're all very different, and so my older son, for example, he's someone who loves to juggle, you know, as many balls as possible and does it all flawlessly, and he can just keep going and going and going. A lot of action, being around a lot of people, that's what allows him to function optimally. I'm very, very different. I'm more like, you know what, give me one or two balls, I'll juggle them brilliantly, but you start throwing the third ball, the fourth ball, the fifth ball, I start to feel overwhelmed and anxious. And so what I know to be true about myself is that the more I allow myself to recognize those bodily signals and the intuitive subtle signals that I'm doing too much. There's too much of my energy going into taking care of other people or action, doing steps. Those are my cues to just chill, relax, re-energize, refuel. When I allow myself to do that, and for me it's a top priority, here's what I find. When I'm giving, it's wonderful giving, because it's not giving because I feel like I should or I better.
Yes.
It's pure giving, and it's from the overflow. And so when people are receiving, it's better for them and it's better for me. So I feel like it's a really, just like we were talking about self-love earlier, which is one of the cornerstone keys of functioning optimally, another cornerstone key would be identifying what is the right combination that we each have in terms of how much action and how much being or rest do we need. When we identify that for ourselves, and then we are sacredly committed to practicing that on a daily basis, what we find is the energy that then we put out into the world, it's wonderful energy, and so people are energized by it, and then the energy comes back to us, because we live in a world of energy, and our energy is always reflected back to us, so it becomes reinforcing on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am God.
Love it.
Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
If you ain't being still, you ain't going to know I am God.
You missed out on all that. Good news.
Let's take a call. Let's go to Betty. Actually, before I do that, let me just acknowledge those of you in the chat room. Be Grado, I think it is. Cindy, Elevate the Soul. We've got a lot of guests in there, silent listeners. We've got Wadimu Speaks, Antoine, Sylvia, Ocean Diva. Yep, Tracy and Miller, Virtual Office Electra. Nice to have you all here. We have Celeste in the house. We have Emilio on the phone. Emilio's got some thoughts questions, and we have some other numbers we don't recognize. We have Tanya in the house. Now let's go to Betty. Betty Pegues, my co-producer. Hello, Betty. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Hey, Betty.
I love the conversation. Hi, Jill. I feel like I've known you all my life.
Well,
you know,
and not just this lifetime.
I know, it's a lifetime, you know, and when we first talked, I mean, we talked for hours at our first conversation on the phone. I mean, you know me, Ade, you got to shut me up. I kept going on and on, you know. I would say I do a whole lot of doing, being before I do any doing.
Love it.
Some people might call that procrastination.
But they'd be wrong.
Yes, they'll be wrong. You know, maybe.
I'm trying to help here, Betty.
I know, right?
They might. I put on my spiritual cap when they say I'm being lazy. But what I want to say, you know, I got the book, Feng Shui Your Mind. And, you know, it's a terrific book. Just in that first chapter, you know, I was feng shuiing it. But before then, I had to clear a space, a creative space in my mind just to do that. You know, sometimes we got to, you know how you go into a cluttered room, you got to clear a little corner to sit in just to look at and see what you need to do. And so I had to do that, you know. One of the comments I wanted to make, you know, listening to Cindy call, reading the comments in the chat room, you know, we're never alone on this journey called life. And, you know, and God has put so much in the world for us to navigate through this. And it comes in the form of each other and books, programs, or radio shows like Life Conversations. It's when we think we're alone, when we think that no one is out there for us, it's when life becomes complicated.
Yes.
And this is just, you know, another tool. And so I wanted to say that to all the people who think they're alone on their journey, you're not. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
As you clear space in your mind, that perception, you will begin to see this. You begin to feel it, and you will begin to be aware of all the people and situations and things that God is constantly putting in your path to direct you toward and navigate you through this thing we're living called life. So I just wanted to say that and to give a shout-out to Jill in the wonderful book, Please People. This is one of the most simplest books I've read in a long time. And I have to say this really quickly. When I got the book, I was so thrilled. And I've had many guests that have come in into my home since then, and they all navigate toward the book. So whenever I need the book, it's gone. And I'm like, I got to read this book because I have Jill coming on the show. And so the other day, I literally had to go through the house to try to locate the book and discovered that someone else had the book. And so they pick it up, and I'll giggle, and they'll read through it, and they won't put it down. And that says something about it. So it's a book that I highly recommend, Feng Shui in Your Mind. And it's a very easy read. And that's what I got to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much. Let's take another quick call. Let's go to Emilio, I think this is. Hello, Emilio. Or not.
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear you. I wanted to chime in because there's such a symphony playing between you, Celeste, Jill, Tamara, and really if Cindy is still listening, I typed in the chat room, what a tremendous blessing and the ways that y'all communicated with her, and I hope she's still listening because she spoke to so many people's needs. So I just wanted to affirm what y'all are doing there and that whole notion that we're just not enough. I think you started off with body does follow mind, and that the stinking thinking is where it really begins. So I just wanted to tap into that inspiration because it's in. I think she called it inspiration, peace, and blessings. Man, what a powerful show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Emilio. Thank you. Oh, wow. Life is good and it's getting better. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. My special guest is Jill LeBeau. And, Jill, before we go, anything as we release the show, actually, I'm going to do a quick competition. So, before I ask Jill this question. So, the first email that I get that answers this question, we get a copy of Jill's book, Feng Shui Your Mind. And if you go to, I'm making it easier on you guys now, if you go to Jill's website, fengshuiyourmind.com, do I want to make it that simple? Yeah, because it's about simplicity. Don't make it complicated, Ade. You know you have that devilish side, but don't do that today. So, okay, so I'm going to tell you what page you need to be on. What page is this over there? This is the, oh, okay, this is the intro page. The four-step process that Jill and her co-author express, they share on the page. I don't look at it because I might say that. The first email I get that tells me about the four-step process that is on this website under the intro page gets a copy of Feng Shui Your Mind. So there you have it, four-step process that the book really covers. The email address is ask@lifecoachade.com. Ask, at lifecoachade.com. So, Jill, as we get ready to release the show so that it can continue to do the healing work, the loving work that it needs to do, anything you want to share with the listeners that you're just feeling right now that you just want to let it rip?
Well, I just want to say I'm totally excited about how fabulous it's been to participate on this call. It just feels amazing to me. And I just want to echo and let everybody know that what I love about the process of feng shuiing the mind is it is truly a simple and potent way to use the least amount of energy to generate maximum benefit in all areas. It's the least amount of energy to generate maximum benefit in all areas. In other words, it's the complete opposite of the way we've all been programmed. And I just want anyone who's feeling stuck at all or hopeless, or maybe they're hopeful and want to feel increasingly hopeful, to understand there's a way to do that. It's simple. It's easy. Nobody needs to be stuck, and we are all here to help each other out. That's what I want to say. Mm-hmm. We're all here to help each other out.
It's all about that interdependency.
Yes.
We need each other. We need each other to survive.
Yes.
Don't compare it to mine. Go ahead, Jill.
And if anybody is wanting to email me directly, it's JillLeBeau@yahoo.com, JillLeBeau@yahoo.com, JillLeBeau@yahoo.com. And I would love for people to know that I do live in Berkeley, California, and I also do phone sessions with people across the nation. So if anyone's wanting to speak with me directly, they can do so.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jill. I have enjoyed this conversation.
I have as well.
We're going to continue it because, you know, decluttering is an ongoing thing.
Yes.
Because as soon as we declutter and we forget to fill it up with something good, something else might move in and like, oh, gosh, I thought I was beyond this. And then we just declutter. We just keep decluttering until we get to the place where we recognize, I know that I am one with the one. Jill's email address, website address again is fengshuiyourmind.com. You can pick up a copy of the book, or you can, if you don't win a copy of the book, and even if you do, fengshuiyourmind.com, because you really need to declutter your mind. And when you take care of what's going on in your mind, when you remind yourself who you are, your life will follow, like Emilio said earlier. So right, the time is now. The email address once again, let me check. Oh, I think I got an email. Let's see. No, I don't yet, maybe. So next one, ask@lifecoachade.com. Oh, yes, I do. I have a winner here, Maria. She emailed in so fast. Well, actually, wait a minute. What? Oh, well, you didn't answer the question. The question, Maria, is if you go to Jill's website, you almost sneaked in, but nah. Maybe all bouncy off the wall, but I am focused. If you go to her website, under the intro page, it talks about the book. There's four simple steps that they talk about, that they apply. That's all I'm going to say. Four simple steps. It's was said one of the words over and over and over and over and over. You know, and then if you go there, you just be, you know, do the, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm going to make it here. I'm going to just, you got to do some reading. So the first email that I get that tells me is, I try. So anyway, Jill, thank you so much. And
thank
I look forward to having this conversation with you again.
As do
and,
I.
Thank you. That's all I can say. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you and to Betty. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Woo! What a show! Okay, I'm still, let's see. Maybe you emailed in. I got another email. It's four things. It's just one of it. I'm going to make it easy on you guys. One of it is, let's see. One of it, we've used that word over. We've wore that word out. We wore it out. Yes, we did. Declutter is one of them, but you have to figure out the other three. And that's ask@lifecoachathlete.com. And, you know, Jill was talking about rest earlier, right? And I took a rest for about since last Wednesday, and I just came back. But you know what I discovered? Resting feels good. Oh, my God. Resting feels good. This is somebody who just likes to do, be on the go, just high energy. No, you don't know I'm high energy. I know you don't know that, but just in case you want to know, I am so high energy. But the rest has been so good, I'm going to take some more rest. So I won't do a show tomorrow or Friday, but I will be back on Monday. So, you know, I always say you don't go a day without Life Coach a day, but you can always listen to the archives. And you definitely have to listen to today's show over again. The show is going to be archived. You can download it. You can share it on Facebook, your leg book, your friends, share it with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, Twitter, stumble upon, just paste it everywhere. Because imagine a world where everybody is feng shui their mind. Wow. Interdependency will be a way of life. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for AskLifeCoachAday.com. AskLifeCoachAday.com. Let's go out with Ricky Byers Beckwith. The Agape Choir, let's do that. Oh, yeah, let's do this. This is a good one to do. Ricky Byers Beckwith, I Release and Let Go. Peace and blessings. See you on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh? Be still and be grateful. And the music is not playing, but I release and let go. So I'm going to play another version of I Release and Let Go. Let's see what happens there. I just release it. I won't play any song. I just let it go. All right, I'm out.